Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
Broadcasting from Bashani Radio and iHeart Live from New York City, this is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Again, I want to thank all my listeners for listening to my broadcast each and every week. We're dropping those nuggets to help you live your best life. This show is sponsored by Rashawn's Reliable Cars, Terry Ingram Sr., CEO and owner. Too blessed to be stressed. Today, my listeners, I'm bringing you some nuggets that's really going to bless your life. Something I've been personally dealing with within the last few weeks is how to get over hurt. It is amazing how people just hurt you and just go about their business and it doesn't even bother them that they hurt your feelings or they're hurting you. But luckily I found the answer how to get over it, and I'm going to drop these nuggets hot on you today, okay? So the first thing you need to do in order to get over hurt is to take up the shield of faith. And what I mean by that is taking up the shield of faith is listening to the word of God and applying it to your everyday life. When you're involved in the word of God and implanting it into your mind, heart, spirit, and soul, that allows you to know who God made you and accept the positive things that God has placed in you. Now, when you let a lot of people get in your mindset, that's when you drop the shield of faith and all these negative attacks and demonic attacks come against you and you feel bad about yourself. You feel guilty. You feel down and out. So the key is staying in the word of God, letting that soak into your mind, heart, and soul. Okay? That's the first way to get over hurt. Never give people power. You are in control of your happiness. Okay, so be careful who you are talking to. Be careful who you are associating with. Because let me tell you, honey, the first negative thing you say to me, I'm getting off the phone with you. Okay, you're not going to drain my energy. And it's very easy for me to cut you off immediately. I don't sit there and be your garbage can and let you drop it in on me. I cut it off immediately, okay? Now, the second thing in how to get over hurt is if you've been hurt, you have to forgive these people. Now, that's going to be a pretty hard thing to do if God is not in your life, okay? And that's a heart decision. It's not a feeling. Because you know we are ruled by feelings most of the time. And when those feelings kick in, you know, you want to hurt them back. Because hurt people hurt people. Okay, that's what they do. And they don't care because they're in their feelings. So, therefore, when somebody hurts you, you know they're hurting. So you have to just step back from the situation and know that they are hurting on the inside and do not take it personally, okay? You don't know why they're hurting. They're not going to tell you why they're hurting. But if a person hurt your feelings or they're hurting you, that is the reason they're hurting. And they don't know how to deal with that hurt, but to take it out on the one that's close to them, okay? And the third thing is, once you forgive that person, stop reliving it. if you're going to continue a relationship with that person, you can't let your feelings get involved when they hurt you again. Because more than likely, it's going to happen. Because they haven't dealt with what is causing the pain in their lives. So you're going to have to make a conscious decision. Even though I want to forgive this person, have they dealt with the issues in their lives? And, I mean, you'll know it a couple of times, or it may take you a minute to find out if they have. But don't continue to allow people to hurt you. I mean, that's just not a good thing to do. Okay? People just repress stuff and let people walk over them. And then you get hurt, and then you become like them. You're hurting, so you're now starting to hurt other people. So when you run into this type of person, just make the conscious decision, like I said, to forgive them. And just keep it moving. I mean, God always places people in your lives that's going to bless you and be a blessing to you. So search for those type people. Okay? And once you find them, because what you perceive in your mind, that's what happened to you in the physical realm. So if you keep telling yourself, I'm always letting people hurt me, or, you know, why are these type people coming into my atmosphere? It's because it's what's in your mindset. Okay? And also, let me tell you, this is a very, very important step in overcoming hurt. Don't let people know that they can easily hurt you and walk over you. Because they will use that as a weapon against you. They'll figure out what your buttons are to push, and they will do it to you as long as you allow it. Okay? Because we're humans. We walk in the flesh and not in the spirit. And it's supposed to be the reversal. If God is in your life, you need to be walking in the spirit so you can overcome the things of this world. But if God is not in your life, you're walking in the flesh. So we are being ruled by feelings instead of spiritual situations. Okay? Now, that is very, very important because we are spiritual beings living this human experience. So God put us in a world to be a blessing. And without Him, we can do nothing. So He is the most important key in order to live in this world without getting hurt. Because He will remove these people out of your life. And even if you want to continue to associate with these people, He will eventually move them out of the way. Because if you don't have the sense enough to do it, He's going to do it for you. Trust me. He may let you get hurt a few times, but when He sees that you're not going to cut this person off, He will remove them from your life. And sometimes you may feel hurt about that, but you have to think about, why is this person gone? And don't think about, I really wanted them in my life. And I really don't know why, when they're hurting you all the time, why you would want to be associated with that type of individual. But you must remember, you are here for a purpose. And people come in and out of your life. You just need to be cognitive enough to know whose needs to go and when they need to go. Okay? That is a very important key as well. Because we all know that this world is ruled by Satan. And Satan has to have a body. So he will get into someone that's real close to you in order to throw you off focus. Now, you have to know, and let me tell you, if you are born again, you will see these spirits in these people. It is so, so truly amazing. You don't want to see it, but the Holy Ghost is to guide us and lead us into the right way. So it will take you places that you don't want to go, but it's for your benefit. Excuse me, it's for your benefit to walk in your purpose. That's all the Holy Ghost is here to do for you, is to guide and lead you into the path that you were put here to go on. So we're like in a maze here, you know, when these people, demonic forces come against us. We got to know who we are in God. And once you know that, you're on smooth sailing, I'm telling you. The peace will be there. The joy will be there. The happiness will be there. And like the Bible says, Satan will come for a minute, but he'll flee. Once he knows who you are, he will flee. Because he know he has no power. So he's not going to fight against power that he can't win. He know he a loser. But he is a deceiver as well. So he will try to convince you that he does have power to ruin your life. And he will do it if you sit there and allow him to let all these demonic forces come against you. We can't do that. We have to stay strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. Okay? Be bold as a lion. Because, you know, people are scared of lions. When you see a lion coming at you, you're going to run. And that's the analogy we have with Satan. Okay? When he come up against you, say, look, I'm a lion. You need to go. And trust me, if you get to roaring, he's gonna flee. Because he has no power. He's just trying to convince you that he does. But don't go around life allowing people to hurt you. Cut them off. It is a very easy thing. I am definitely learning how to cut people off. And I have so much joy right now. I am in so much peace. Because it's up to you to make that decision who you're going to be associated with. People may try to force things on you. But it is totally up to you who you will allow to continue to hurt you. We can't keep going through this insanity. We can't keep going through this insanity. We have to take a stand against demonic attacks. It is a must in order to walk in your God-given purpose. So once people start making you feel guilty, or people trying to drain your energy, it's very, very simple, like I said. Cut them off. Don't answer the phone, because you are the one that's in control of your life. You are the one to make the ultimate decision. You are the one to be responsible to know what a demonic attack is and how to counteract it. You are the one. You and God is in control of whatever happens in your life on a daily basis. Broadcasting from Bashani Radio, iHeart, live from New York City, this is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Again, I want to thank all my listeners for listening to my broadcast each and every week. We're dropping these nuggets hot to help you live your best life. This show is sponsored by Rashad's Reliable Cars, Terry Ingram, Sr., CEO and owner. You are too blessed to be stressed. Put that on the mirror so you can see it every day. Put it in your pocketbook. Put it on your wall. You are too blessed to be stressed. Also, don't forget to go to lindamonroe.com and order my book, Overcoming All Odds. Get the two audiobooks that I have, Five Ways to Heal from a Toxic and Abusive Relationship, my mom's autobiography, Overcoming All Odds, as well as go to www.vonoimag.com, get my article that I wrote on abusive and traumatic experience. These things will bless your life, and it will give you the key to living your best life. So until next time, this is the Linda Monroe Show. Same time, same station next week. Be blessed. Have a great week. Learn how to counteract those demonic attacks, okay? All is well with you. You're living in your God-given purpose. Until next week, the best is yet to come.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.